Eagle operator.
Joined.
Paula, this is the operator to put you into the ICAM Planning Committee meeting. Paula? Hi, this is the operator to put you into the meeting. Sure, one moment.
Rhonda?
Joined.
Okay, this is the operator. I'm getting ready to dial Vanda in now.
Okay, just me now.
Okay, this is Howard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting
I believe, yes. I don't know, because it changed so much this hour.
Who am I speaking to? Who am I speaking to now?
Yeah, Vanda.
Okay, Vanda, I'm getting ready to call Tri Hardware in now.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Okay, Vanda. She wants me to call her back in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, I think
Cheryl.
Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl's coming in now.
Yep. Hi there.
Hi, Cheryl. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Who else have we got?
Hi, Vanda's here. Cheryl?
Hi, Vanda.
Yeah, Hawa asked me to call her back in 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay, I hung up. Okay, bye-bye.
No, Vanda.
Oh, dear.
Vanda? Vanda.
Missed it by that much, Tanya.
Oh, boy. This is starting to be a morning already.
I'm going to cry. Oh, well.
Vanda?
She's gone.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let me...
Darlene.
Okay.
Join.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
We just had a minor hiccup. Vanda was on the call, and Tanya from Adigo was saying Howa asked Adigo to call her back in 20 minutes, and Vanda obviously heard her name, not Howa's, and she said, oh, okay, I'll hang up then. she was going to be called back in 20 minutes. So we're just going, anyway, it can only get better.
Okay, let me call her.
It's one of those you've either got to laugh or cry moments, I'm afraid.
Vanda?
Left.
Okay, that's quite an introduction.
Oh, great, and I was halfway across the room when I blew my nose there. Sorry.
Oh, no, I don't mind, you see, because that's exactly the sort of thing our family does very well. So
maybe I should just star six myself now.
Oh, it's just these wonderful speakers on phones these days pick up so much more effectively. Is Evan able to join us this evening, do you know?
I haven't talked to him for the last couple of days. I'll Skype him and see.
Yeah, just give him a quick ping and see. Because I would like some NARALO input, obviously. Not that you aren't able to give it, but...
Yeah, no worries.
Message for you, sir.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Joined.
Hello, Wolf.
Hi.
Welcome.
We are the first ones?
Oh, no. Darlene's here. Vanda was, and then she got disconnected. So Tanya from Adigo's getting her back.
All right.
Vanda's got
Disney. Okay, she's back.
Hi, Vanda. Welcome back.
Joined.
Okay. How are you?
Good, thank you, my dear. Now, Darlene is here and Wolf is here, too.
Okay. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, Vanda.
Is that you, Hawa?
Good morning.
Yeah, I guess Howa is there.
It sounds like Howa. I can hear the birds in the background. You see, you never get to talk to me early enough to hear the birds in the background from where I am. All the things are asleep by the time you people talk to me normally.
Evan was unaware of this call, but he's joining us now.
Oh, I'm so glad he can.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, are you going to be on the call? He's like, what call? Poor guy.
Well, that's because he did slip out of one last time, you see. You know what happened.
Joined.
Hi there.
Evan.
A bar or something.
Oh, no.
Hello there, Nick. How are you? It sounded like Nick. Did everyone else think they heard Nick?
Lena, würde ich jetzt nicht einfach nur... Ah doch, das ist gut. Ja, das ist bon.
Does everybody hear me now?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
It sounds like this somebody in a noisy environment. Maybe it's just me, or.
Oh well, it's not me. I'm in my garden, and it's quiet and cozy here.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It does sound wonderful, doesn't it? Let's all have the meeting in Wolf's garden.
Yeah. Okay, I invite you.
I'm not hearing any noise.
No, I don't have a problem.
No, it's. I'm just. Never mind. Who knows?
Well, at least this time we don't have annoying music being blasted at us.
Sorry about that, yeah.
That's already something.
How could you call Nickelback annoying?
Easily.
You just like him because of the name similarity, Nick.
Clever, I hadn't thought of that one. That's quite good.
Now, I hope somebody who is a little bit more capable than I am at the end of the day that I've had can multitask through some of the scheduling. And Nick, I'm going to rely on you a great deal for having kept up with all the various things we've said at you recently.
You have so much faith in me. I'm on it.
Well, fail and we'll all have problems. But I have hung up. You know, Nick, when you rang me to speak to me earlier, that's when my Maritech call started. I actually left the call. It was still running to dial in.
Oh, God.
So I've had absolutely no time to prepare for this meeting at all.
Well, that's fine.
Today was our first meeting with that government group, which I sent you information about. So
yes.
That was a totally relaxed day, trying to totally restructure before the end of July, yeah. July 29th,
yes.
The consumer input into telecommunications Australia.
Eu estou num conference call.
Vanda.
Daqui a uma hora termina.
Vanda.
Tássico.
Tá bom, obrigado, um beijo.
Tássico. Nick, can
well,
I...
Alan Greenberg.
Ah, hi.
Joined.
Hello.
Hi. Nick, can I get you to just quickly set up a Skype chat and invite all the necessary people in? So I'm trying to open it. You might be faster than I am.
Yes, let me try. Though I note that I will be unable to look at the Skype chat while it's happening because I've got the agenda pages open.
Well, that's fine.
So if you don't see me responding, you think I'm going to. That's why.
That's right. We'll just yell at you. That's fine.
You need
that's
a
fine.
Bigger screen.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the office here, and my choices are limited. Alan. Is on. and Darlene, Evan. Okay,
Wolf.
So who else?
Wolf.
All right. Wolf, I don't know that I have a Skype for you, and you're in your garden, so it probably wouldn't help you anyway.
Well, I can. It's 5 meters, and I'm inside at my computer, and my Skype is Wolf-Ludwig.
Hold on.
Well, we need to get you on the system anyway.
Actually, Nick, if you want to just start the chat, invite me in. I can probably bring other people in because I've got a lot of folks in my list.
Boy, do we have lots of Wolf. Ludwig Wolf, Chemnitz, Germany. Not you.
No.
Zug. No, that's Madeline Ludwig. That wouldn't be you.
No. I haven't converted in the meantime.
I was going to say, if so, it's an amazing voice you have there. Perpignan? No. Chapala, Mexico? Probably not.
No.
The one that I have is, the Skype name is Wolf-Ludwig.
Yes, that's right.
It sounds to me like just invite Evan in and whoever you've got and let him...
Yeah, I'll bring him in.
Yeah.
So what chat did I invite you into?
I haven't seen one.
I mean, it's weird because I have actually created a group chat and...
Okay.
Well, because I think Darlene and I aren't usually in on this particular call, we're probably not usually in on that.
Nick, I think is it a delay time? Should we refresh? Because hasn't this been a problem before?
If you want, I can just start one.
Yeah, do you want to? Because, it's not really happening here.
All right. Will do.
Sorry, I'll stop chatting with Cheryl now.
Yeah. Thanks, Evan. If you're chatting with me, I'm not seeing that either. I've got no live Skype chats open at all.
So
now, one of the things I'd like to cut and paste into the Skype chat. Ah, yes, Alan, we are here. We just
this is one titled ALAC meeting for May. That was still open on my screen.
Oh well, look, they just go on in perpetuity. But I would like to have it slightly. Not overlapping, so we don't confuse people when they go back to look at something that should have been doing something else.
So should I keep going?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Alan, I don't have yours.
My address?
Yeah.
Alan Greenberg-MTL.
Oh, okay.
I just added it.
Okay, got it.
You added it to what? Nick?
Yeah.
Ah,
Evan just did something or other with me.
Okay. So,
neat sunglasses.
All right, I got Cheryl, Darlene, Nick, Vonda, and Alan. And who else am I at?
Wolf.
Okay.
I'm
right.
Not seeing any of this anyway.
Okay.
Oh, I see you, Wolf, but, I mean, you're in my list, but you're showing us a question mark, as if you've never authorized me.
Same.
Oh, yes, I authorized you.
Okay. I have Annette. Carlos?
I think she's not on.
Annette's not on. Evan, neither Vander or I can see this chat yet.
I can't see it either.
No.
I can't either.
I thought it might have just been me.
Ah,
I can see that. Yes.
Just showed up.
Yay.
Is Sebastian on the call?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I haven't heard him yet.
Not yet.
I can invite them, and when they show up, they show up. Sylvia? Okay.
Hey. Howa?
Yep. Alan's there.
Yeah, now Howa.
I think she's offline.
She's being called. She will be on the call.
Really?
Oh, God, I just about opened the video. That would have been scary, guys. Sorry.
Ooh.
Just relax. Just
yeah, Nick.
Ooh, show us.
Nick, good morning. This is Tanya.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I tried Howa 10 minutes before meeting. She asked me to give her a call back in 20 minutes. So I'm going to try to dial her in now.
Okay.
So we need to add Howa in.
She's in there now. She's just offline.
Oh, what? So I see her there. Sorry. Don't go through your whole list, Evan. Just
okay.
I'm just seeing you adding on more and more people, and most of them aren't on the call, so.
Yeah.
Okay, Wolf, I'm sending you a request for authorization so I can see you go from a question mark to a check mark.
Yes. What do you want me to do?
Click on either the check mark. Click on the check mark.
Or send details or whatever.
Just a moment. I'm now.
Yes, once that's happened, I'll indirect with you too. Okay, things we need open for tonight's meeting are the Paris documents off the ALAC wiki, which includes the meeting schedule, and obviously the ICANN Paris meeting schedule as well.
Yeah.
Both URLs are now in the window.
Ah, oh, thank you, Nick.
Matthias would be on the call, but he is... Ironically, busy typing up the narrative AV requirements for all these meetings.
Do you want me to add them to the chat just in case?
If you're in to pick up information later, yeah.
Maybe. Do you want to be in the Skype chat, or are you ignoring that and just doing this?
Well, he's in, we can look at it later.
It's fine.
He's there. Okay. Now, Nick, did you get copied on what I sent off to the registrars today? Because I noticed you indicated that we should be able to meet within after.
Awa from Bamako. Hello, everybody.
Awa.
Hi, Awa. Welcome. We have a Skype. We have a Skype. A chat open, you've been invited, so if you're near your computer, you'll see it. If not, don't worry. You can look at what's been written later, but it might help, seeing as we don't have translation.
Joined.
Who was that?
Who just joined?
Sylvia.
Someone's practicing their violin, I think.
Yeah, looks like.
Okay. Let's get started. And would you like to draw your attention to the Paris meeting on the ICANN wiki? And let's look at the current meeting schedule, because this really has to be finalised so it can be incorporated into the full schedule. I have that correct, don't I, Nick? Today is the closing for things to shift across. Is that correct?
You have a what? Sorry, I hear somebody talking in the background, so it's hard to hear.
Okay.
And the violin.
And a violin.
Okay.
Could if you're not speaking, could you mute yourself with Star 6?
It's Star 7 to unmute, isn't it?
Star 6 is to mute.
I think on this system it's Star 7 to unmute.
And that's unmute.
Thank you. Star 7 is mute off. I'm using it constantly here.
Okay, let's plow on. Nick, what I was saying is I gather that we need to finalize our internal agenda as we have it listed here, which needs... sorry, Evan, I'm going to reject that phone call.
Yeah, sorry, my mistake. Okay, sorry. Okay,
it's okay. And we'll be having to put this whole thing to bed at this meeting because today is the closing time for us to incorporate our internal agenda into the main Paris ICANN agenda. Is that the case, Nick? That was my question.
Yes, I'm under a lot of pressure to get the schedule done.
Yeah. So main aim is to ensure that everything... Ah, thanks, Rudy, because obviously the meeting I was in with Rudy is...
Joined.
Finishing. So you might want to add Rudy if you've got...
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Thank you, Evan. I'm more concerned... to start with getting the meeting schedule finalised, then I'd like to go back and pad out agendas within each of those meeting schedules. Do I have general agreement on that as a way forward?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can see that we already have more plans than we normally do for the starting, the Saturday. We have Uralo, the board meeting and the General Assembly, and then we've got this placeholder for summit meeting working group. We need to have much more details in terms of time and the exact scheduling on that. What was the agreement from the last summit meeting? Can someone... remind me, I thought, Wolf, we agreed for a afternoon, was it not, for the summit?
In the evening.
Evening.
The proposal so far is still that we have board in the morning, the General Assembly starting after lunch, and then in the late afternoon, early evening, to do summit-related.
Okay, so... If we can tighten up those times, what is your definition of late afternoon, early evening?
Well, I suppose we need a minimum of 3 hours, but I think we can get through our agenda in 3 hours. This means if we close at 5, then probably it depends where the venues are, if they are close to each other, have a short break of minimum 20 minutes, and then 5:30 would be an option to start with a summit prep-com.
Okay. Can I ask Nick about the venues? What is the proposal? I would have thought same or identical venues would have been sensible. But what's the plan for...
We can run late. I've seen a note between Wolf and Frederick proposing that the summit part end at 10 p.m. I must say that I wonder about that because a number of people in that meeting have an 8:30 a.m. meeting with the GNSO Council.
Yep.
And I just have real questions as to whether or not it's really sustainable to meet until 10 p.m.
Well, particularly...
Nick, sorry to interrupt you. I think you are referring to Frederick, but he was suggesting from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Because I replied to him and said, look, you know, do you think that this could be done before, by 9?
It's related event.
Yeah.
I think it could be done before as well.
Yeah, I think 9, you know, it's up to you all, but I think 9 is a little easier on people than 10.
Yeah, or if you say 6 to 8, it somehow depends how much time we actually will need for such a summit prep. If you think 2 hours is enough, then we could suggest from 6 to 8.
Can I suggest
yep.
that we tie it down and we just agree 6 to 8 sounds very good. It does allow some people to get up and stretch around, those of you who will have been involved with the either DA or board meetings of Uralo will need to you know, get a little bit of sanity and fresh air. I would suggest a 6 to 8. What's the feeling from those people who are involved in the summit planning committee about that for the PrepCom on the 21st? Evan?
It's Sebastian.
Sebastian, welcome.
I am a little bit afraid that we will miss time with just 2 hours. And when we discussed this, I discussed with some of you this, I was thinking to have something done, a general meeting, everybody, and then to split during a light dinner by the two subgroup, and then to have time to reconvene everybody to give the result of the subgroup works and to finalize together something to be able to present that to the ALAC meeting the next day. And I am more in a situation where I think it could be better to have 1 hour, 1 hour, and 1 hour. That means 3 hours, not two.
Is it possible that some of, if there's extra work from the Saturday on the summit, that this could be done on Sunday during the period between the GNSO Council ALAC meeting and the GAC meeting, perhaps?
Although we do have you know, a fairly full agenda on the Sunday. What you're suggesting, Sebastian? Please let me be sure I understand. Is that each of the subgroups of summit content and logistics separately meet together, then they come together? Is that what you're saying? So they meet in parallel.
My idea was to first come to let's maybe you can start 5:30 if the Uralo General Assembly finish at 5, half an hour to rest, it's okay. But then we could have half an hour, everybody together, because there are people who are in each subgroup, but people who are sharing subgroups. And just to give how we will organize the work during what is the goal of the subgroup meetings, and then to convene the two subgroups, and then to have a general meeting, the subgroup coming together and a recap of what they decided or suggested as decision, and then we as a single group make a final comment, decision, and proposal for the ALAC meeting next day.
Okay, so what I've taken from what you said, Sebastian, just so, because we've really got to power through this tonight, and we all need to be very clear, is you're proposing a 17:30 start, running 30 minutes as a whole, an 1800 split into the two subgroups for 1 hour, a 1900 or thereabouts reformation, and a 2000 finish. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay.
1800 to win is the subgroups?
18 to 19.
I can
and then 19 to 20.
Half past 5 to 6, general, everybody all together, 6 to 7, p.m. So subgroup parallel and 7 to 8, everybody together.
Yep. And summing up and.
Okay.
Okay. How does that sound to the others in tonight's call that have a specific vested interest in the summit aspects? Wolf, Evan, Darlene?
I'm okay with it. I just wish that there was some productive way to put to use the time that the non-URLO people have Saturday afternoon.
Well, many people aren't getting in until, you know, 3 or 4 p.m. on Saturday.
3 p.m.
Okay.
Maybe we will arrive at 3 p.m.
Okay. What I'm going to suggest then is perhaps that we just have a sort of informal get-together of the people as they get in who are not URLO people, that maybe we can accomplish at least a little bit. We'll get together in somebody's hotel room at the at-large hotel and then make our way over for the meeting at 5:30.
Look,
that's a good idea. At least we set up something and who else is arriving, we just join.
Yep.
But, Evan, just to be clear, I think I take it as a matter of course that everybody of you is welcome at the URLO General Assembly.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
And certainly, for example, not only am I welcome, I'm planning to attend.
Yes, you will get Cheryl an invitation from me. I would like to you to have a greeting or whatsoever, a short presentation.
It would be my pleasure, Walt. It would be my pleasure.
Yes.
Okay. So, welcome, Rudy. I think whatever happens in preparation, be it on individual flights if people are travelling together or whatever, is going to be a job well done. But I think if we just tie ourselves down to a 1730 start for the summit, assuming a 1700 close for the URLO activities, then the 30 minutes together, 1 hour splitting into subgroups, and another hour winding it back into a single coalesce forward process. And that's going to go to press when we close the meeting, so we have to be satisfied with it. And in the absence of hearing people scream loudly or ping me on Skype saying no, 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 we are now going to move on to Sunday the 22nd, which starts bright and early with the ALAC and GNSO meeting over breakfast. That's running. Now, have we confirmed the 10:30 finish, Nick?
Yes, we have. We have.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I thought there was some talk of them having to leave earlier, but...
I can reconfirm with Glenn. The actual meeting is from 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but breakfast is first.
The breakfast is for the councils only at 8:30.
Okay.
Now, though there will be food left over for those who come at 9, so.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess,
okay.
Perhaps.
However, I do note, by the way, we have negotiated breakfast at the hotel is included.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. You'll hear about that shortly officially, but.
That is very good, actually, yeah. Thank you for that. Okay. So we're all satisfied with that plan. You're aware that the ALAC and the GNSO Council will be meeting for breakfast and a slight getting to know and dance around the outside of the ring effort for 30 minutes. The formal meeting will start at 0900, and that, of course, is open to everybody.
Yep.
But what I would like to see is that we have a situation which we didn't manage in New Delhi, but then again, managing anything efficiently in New Delhi was beyond any human endeavour, and that is where we have our ALAC and our RALO secretariat clearly defined around a table, and then others can join in. Right? I think we really need to to see it that it is our meeting, and I see the RALO secretariats as being part of that. You know, you don't get to vote, but you do get to sit right up there, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't really want, you know, Mrs. Smith and the cleaner, you know, lining up there with headsets on. They can have second or third row seats, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, I'm a bitch, and no, I'm not apologising about it.
We will also endeavour to have name plates, by the way.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It can be an
I'm surprised Frederick didn't look up and go, shit, but...
No, no. And the advantage with it saying Cheryl Langdon Orr, AP RALO, and then chair if you have to, to be honest, I couldn't give a damn about that. But it stops this, who are you and where are you from?
Yeah, losing the introductions would be good.
Yes, yes. I really don't think we need to know our mother's maiden names and what we had for breakfast, but we do need to know who we're talking to. Okay, at 9 o'clock, at 10:30 or thereabouts, we had, I would assume, a very much needed cup of coffee. At the moment I see, then we move into the GAC. Now, I understood, Nick, that the GAC wished to shift from an 1,100 and to 1,300 slot on the Sunday to something later in the week.
It's not been definitively stated that is a certainty. I haven't moved this meeting because I have nowhere to move it to. And they haven't said we absolutely are going to move it, just that we're wondering if we can.
Right. Well,
so.
Let me just sort of share back with you. When the chair of the GAC starts off with a slight and humble apology and asks, is it possible for us to consider moving something, I really think that's probably almost as close in diplomatic speak as a fait accompli that they need to.
Well, then it's fine, obviously. We just don't know where to move it to.
Yeah, yeah. And he was specifically, because as you saw, I did respond to that, and he was specifically requested to get back to us before tonight's meeting, but getting GAC organised that fast might have been a bit more difficult. Just to fill everybody else in, Janice has said to me as of Wednesday, May 14th, 9:51 his time, Cheryl, I am in a very delicate situation. During last GAC conference call, there was some pushback on proposed Sunday GAC ALAC meeting. I am writing to ask whether we can look for another time later in the week. Okay? So, my reply was, Janice, I can assure you ALAC is as flexible as we are diverse, and I'm confident we can manage the change as long as we can find a mutually suitable time slot. Can you let us know when you might have a suitable suggestion, as we are having a Paris Agenda Planning meeting on the 16th, and I did give him the UTC, so we can ALAC et al. Discuss it further then. My guess is that we are probably not going to have the Sunday meeting with them, but we will have something later on.
Seems like it.
Yep. Well, what does everyone else believe?
That's what it sounds like, so let's use the time for something else.
What you're saying is between 9:30 and 13:30, then there's nothing actually on the go for ALAC.
No, not at all. What we've done on the Sunday... With the GAC meeting and this is our one day. Normally we have a whole day with the ALAC, and last time it was the ALAC and the RALO secretariat. And we would intend it to most definitely be ALAC, RALO secretariat, and anyone else who cares to join along with what is basically our main face-to-face event. Right? So we actually carved into what has been a very full day on previous agendas to make space to meet with the GNSO and the GAC. So we can fill this very, very easily. But Nick, how do we handle this as an uncertainty in the schedule that's got to be tied down?
Well, I mean, you know, it will. Yes, Darlene, I think the answer is yes to that question. There will be changes in the schedule. There always are. The objective is to get, you know, a schedule as best we can, as early as we can, with agendas posted because of the complaints in the past that schedules get posted too late.
That's right, and we don't want to have that. So can we now go public with 1100 to 1830 as the ALAC one day, and if by some miracle GACs still come in sometime during that day on the Sunday, but based on the correspondence I've just read you, I think there's a snowball chance in hell of it, that, you know, we will sacrifice the appropriate amount of time to meet with our fellow AC.
Okay. So 9:30 to 10:30 is nothing?
No, 9 o'clock till 10:30, we still have the GNSO Council.
Okay. Sorry, I thought that was just a half hour.
No. The half hour is breakfast for the ALAC and the council.
Understood.
Then at 9 o'clock, everyone else, yeah, doors open and everyone comes in.
Got it.
And then we've got till 10:30. Morning tea, straight back from morning tea, rest of the day, ALAC and the RILOs.
Who knows? We might even finish before 18:30.
I have no problem finishing a meeting early.
May I suggest that in the public schedule we don't use the word one day, but something that would mean something to people?
More than happy to shift the nomenclature. What's the proposal?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the meeting is. Is it a planning meeting? Is it a something?
It is a mix of workshopping and preparation of what the different working groups have or indeed should be doing. I think we have a couple of specific things that we need to workshop. I think we've moved beyond how we can play together and if we should play together, but we need to look very seriously at the matters of how we better engage the ALSs and the RILOs in the policy development process.
And I might say the ALAC councillors, ALAC committee members.
I wouldn't put that off the agenda at all.
I don't care. I'm just saying using a buzzword which no one understands just confuses the matter.
Well, one day came as the nomenclature that was meaningful for Veronica when she put the proposal together in the first place. Now, we've had 2 one-day workshops.
I understand.
And I have no problem for it simply to be the ALAC first session or ALAC and joint ALAC and RILO first session. I'd prefer the nomenclature to say ALAC and RILO. But what's the rest?
Now we have someone with a power saw.
Please, whoever's not speaking, could you mute yourself?
Tanya, can you find out who that is and take them off the list?
Will do.
Terminate.
Okay.
Thank you. Why not an at-large plenary? Because it's still an ALAC meeting.
But it's
unless you want it to be an at-large plenary, but we have...
Do we want this to be a not closed meeting, but targeted at the ALAC and RILO representatives, or is it open for anyone who wanders in? In the past, the one-day ones have been relatively closed.
They have been, excepting we agreed at New Delhi that they would be open from now on. So anyone else can wander in. But a plenary tends to indicate more presentation. We do go into small group work and workshopping.
How about ALAC planning and policy meeting?
Works for me.
Good ball.
But perhaps I can have ALAC
/ RILO if you want.
Well, I can have at large or RILO. What do you all want? at large is meaningful.
Given that I assume the room is not going to be a huge room, but will probably be enough for the one, for the people who are specifically active, and I'm assuming that other people who come in will basically be observers.
Yes.
Then I think we say ALAC slash RALO.
Alright, perfect. Would URALO and LAC RALO and North American RALO who and AF RALO agree with that, seeing as you're all on there?
Yes.
I would just, to me, just saying at large just makes it welcoming and inclusive. And saying, you know, all right, so there's only certain people that can vote, but the idea is to try and be welcoming for at large. This is your body. This is your place.
The reason I suggested otherwise is if we're not specifically inviting them to talk unless we have real gaps in the agenda, then it's sending perhaps the wrong message.
Well, actually, Alan, I'm less concerned about that because particularly when we do the small group work, and of course you've always been stolen off with a GNSO, so you're at a disadvantage, I know.
Okay.
We do, it's absolutely inclusive. Even when we've had closed meetings, they've never actually managed to be closed.
then whatever seems right to the rest of you.
I'm thinking if somebody shows up for the week and they identify themselves with that large, this is really the only thing for them.
Okay, so ALAC slash at large policy and planning session, and we're going to have sessions 1, 2, and 3, okay?
When are 2 and 3?
Well, I'm planning before and after lunch and after morning tea.
Ah,
after
okay.
After afternoon tea. Huh?
I'm just going to put the whole time in there for the present.
Oh, yes. But what I'm saying is we'll break it down into bite-sized pieces. So that's Sunday, done. Monday. Oh, are you all happy that we can move to Monday?
My only comment is on the GNSO meeting, are we going to have an agenda?
Yep.
I hate walking into those kind of meetings and sort of saying, does anyone have anything they want to say?
No. It's very specific agenda needs to be discussed. And Nick, can you cut and paste the agenda items that have been discussed to date with the show?
Recognizing just about to,
that
yeah.
Thank you. But each of the chairs of each of the councils or constituencies have said they want to put in one or two agenda items. Although, for example, when I was talking to Avery, there was no great surprise that we had, you know, crossover and we were picking similar topics. So, yes, we're talking structured agenda.
Sorry, I haven't been on these previous meetings. I was not invited, so I didn't
Alan, can I just share with you the one previous meeting that was scheduled ended up to be budget.
Oh, okay.
So you actually were. It was just a total stuff-up.
Well, I got a message from Matthias apologizing for not inviting me, so I was working on that assumption.
So this is actually our first bite at this cherry, so let's make it worthwhile. Okay, so you're satisfied with the Sunday now? Can we move to the Monday?
Okay, before we move day by day for the rest of the week, are we planning on having any ALAC working meetings? All I see
is
joint meetings.
That's one of the questions.
Okay, but I think we need to decide we want some before we go by each day.
Well, what we've got here are commitments that we need to decide on.
Okay.
For example, Wednesday, the 25th of June, there's events to be determined. That leaves itself very open, I would have thought, for the opportunity for a formal meeting.
I just don't want to go through another ICANN meeting with us never actually having discussed substantive issues.
Well, of course,
as a committee,
issues are, in fact, discussed in what has previously been the one-day workshop, certainly the last one. The first one was a love-in and getting to know you and getting to trust and establishing the ground rules, you know, attack the problem, not the person, that sort of thing. The next one was very much working group and small group based and resulted in specific IPv6 statements, SUIS statements, new GDLD statements, etc., etc. and we need to take it up another notch this time.
Okay, but I'm specifically talking about as a committee starting to do something as the group, not broken down into small subgroups.
Sebastian.
Joined.
A formal meeting is we have room for.
Okay.
Of course,
sorry, I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
Alan, you know, should we actually wait for face-to-face meetings to do work? And my answer is no.
Well, in line with the one-day meetings, I think we need to, as a group, face-to-face, decide on how we're going to fix these problems we're having in terms of process, and then actually pick something and work on it.
Yep. And the one-day gets the chance to analyze and have the general workshopping on it, but the outcome, and particularly, we will need to have responses developed on what we will be seeing on the ALAC review at this meeting. We will need to have unified consensus-built responses on IDNC fast-track issues at this meeting. Now, they're two major pieces of business that we need to have formal meetings on. And there could very well be other topics. Okay? Any other comments from anyone else?
Well, I mean, I understand what Alan's saying. Can't we just decide first how much time we are going to need and then make sure that we have allocated that amount of time through the week?
Well, I mean, the reason Wednesday's there is because there's plenty of time. Okay, Sebastian, please. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because I was out of the space, it seems to be. Sorry, I wanted to say something about Sunday, and I put it on writing, but then a long message arrived, and nobody see my message before. I am not sure that... I have a little bit difficulty to say that it will be an at-large meeting. The one-day meeting was not supposed to be for at large, but the construction of our group, and I think we still need this part. And if we say that it's an at large this day, and everybody can come, and the room is too small, and we will have a lot of things to work on, and it will be difficult. I just would like not to put words where we will have difficulty to handle. I think we need an ALAC plus secretariat and chair meeting, and it's open, but it's not an at-large meeting. If it's an at-large meeting, just trust me, you will have few French people who will come, and we will not work at all.
Well,
what do you want to say about this?
Well, I would suggest that if regardless of whether the meetings are open, closed, inclusively designed or otherwise, that's going to happen. And you probably need to rely on the established rules of engagement for each of these meetings. There is a particular agenda and a particular program that will be running in each of them. And your chair will ensure that that goes ahead.
I am sure. It's just to tell you that this room, I know the room. When you will have the people from the ALAC, the secretariat, and the chair, then you will need help to have more people. But never mind. It's just to say I would prefer to put. One day was fine for me because it was, we can explain that it's a day for bodybuilding, not for building, group building, team working among the at-large, ALAC, sorry, and the secretariat and the chairs. And that's it. And then the other, they can come, but they can't bother us. It's just my advice. But I am sure that the chair will do very well his job. I have no fear about that.
Well, the other advantage of having a relatively small room is you can be as welcoming as you like, but they can't be comfortable.
Sebastian, is the room going to be set up conference style or a board table?
We specify.
Yeah, I
well, he says it's a small room, though. We may not have choices.
Okay. Nick, as a matter of just setting a precedent, if it turns out that there's a meeting like this and it ends up bursting at the seams, does this mean that we can get allocated bigger rooms for future meetings for the same purpose?
We have to tell them up front what we reasonably expect in terms of number of participants. So if you tell me we are having a meeting that is primarily for a certain group of people, I specify, as I do at every meeting, that there must be seating at the, you know, horseshoe configuration for X number of people, and it's then for the meeting staff to define what room to put that in, remembering that we also have interpreters. And that has not ever actually been a problem. They have actually managed to shuffle around rooms and make that work. So I have no reason to suspect that they won't this time. You know, if I tell them, you know, if they put us in one room now, as they have, and that room isn't big enough, when I talk to Diane, they'll move it.
I just can tell you that it's not easy to just to accommodate everybody who need room at the same time, and some people are asking, some group are asking for the same room during the week, then it's a compromise as usual, but the fact that we need a translation booth and other are obviously take some place. But it's not to say that it's a too small room. I guess it's a good room, but you understand, oh, I hope that you understand what I was wanted to say about the title of the day.
Well, that's what I was saying originally, and apparently a decision was made that we not do that in the future. So.
May I just suggest that if you tell me what meetings you want to have and how many people are going to go into those meetings, I'll make that work. But if we talk our way around this subject a lot, we will be on for a very long time today.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to cut and paste, and I apologize because it's coming out of a document that has a table in it, so I don't know what's going to happen when I put it into Skype chat. But here's the provisional agenda, right? Just in case you think we're sort of fluffing about here, ladies and gentlemen. There's your agenda, which actually takes more time than we've got. So we actually have to look at the main objective, to involve ALAC and at large workshop participants in the review of ALAC working group development, to involve all ALAC and at large workshop participants in reviewing current RALO activities, to make a draft plan of activities for the Cairo meeting, to get acquainted with the findings of the results from the independent review. Now that, Alan, in anybody's language, I think is real work. And that's our proposal at this stage.
Fine.
Right. Now, that was running from 9:30 on. I believe we can compress it into an 1100 on. But there you have it. Have a look at it. I actually think that is real work.
May I suggest that anyone who has the Paris main ICANN schedule loaded, that you reload it, you will find that it has just dramatically changed appearance and become far more usable.
Oh.
They've been promising this to me for a few days, but it has literally happened right now.
Now, I have no problem changing the word one day. I have equally no problem saving the word one day. We've run two of them, and people are probably getting used to it now. But as you can see, it says ALAC/at-large all the way through that document. So, Evan?
Yes?
Are you comfortable with what you see there?
Me? Yes.
Alan, is that allaying some of your fears for it basically to be fluffy and you know?
I wasn't saying it was fluffy. That I'm happy with what you have there. I still think we need other times during the week to talk about real policy issues in depth and
yep.
get the committee working as a whole.
Yep.
But
yep.
that doesn't alter the, what you have there.
And what I have there is a draft. Make your comments, please, because it needs to be, you know, pigeoned into a final. But that's the current thinking. And that is actually drawn from the feedback of the last workshop. Okay? All right, so if we can assume that it will be open, if people have standing room only, then they'll get disheartened and go and have a coffee and someone will notice we need more room next time. What I'm concerned about is that our people have the proper comfort and the proper facilities, and providing our needs are met, the audience can work around it. If we move to the Monday now, have you... Oh, God, I suddenly ended up in the ISOC space. If you're looking at Monday, now, this... Have we modified the V6 workshop timing? No, we haven't. Yes, we have. Sorry, Nick, is this both?
Which?
You have 10 o'clock till 12:30 for the V6 and 11:30 to 12:30 for the at-large. I thought they were occupying separate spaces now, not only.
Let me see. What is on the main schedule now? 10 o'clock to 11:30 is the IPv6.
Okay. So it's our wiki one. Our wiki one hasn't come into line. So
well, I'm just doing that now.
Okay.
Because literally, you've just seen they've transformed the main schedule just now, so.
Okay. So, Monday the 23rd, we've got, in terms of commitment, that ALAC and RALO people are expected to have their bums on seats for. They've got the V6, followed by Summit, and I'm assuming that's the same place and space. Is that correct?
Sorry,
I believe so.
Okay, so same venue. What was that, Evan?
What are you looking at the Paris schedule page?
I'm looking at the wiki, our own ALAC wiki.
Okay.
I'm also looking at the Paris schedule page, but I'm working this meeting off our internal wiki because most things haven't come across the main Paris one from there yet.
Okay. The page that I'm on, which is the par.icann.org schedule page,
yeah.
If I'm looking at Monday, it looks at 10 o'clock like there's a single workshop, IPv6 and ICANN at large.
That's right.
That's right, which is also on our wiki.
That's on our wiki, too.
But there's not just one workshop. There are three workshops in parallel. At least four workshops in parallel.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get. There's a workshop on IPv6. There's a workshop on the ICANN at Large Summit. Those are two different workshops going in parallel. That's not
yes.
a single one that meshes the two, I hope. You see what I'm seeing there? It says one workshop, IPv6 and ICANN at Large, is a single workshop.
In a single room.
No. It's there's two... I guess something is missing on the schedule, Nick. The second part is the summit, the workshop on the summit by ICANN at Large.
Right.
It
must run from...
It sees a single workshop in the Rodin room at 10 o'clock.
No. Just a second, please. May I finish my sentence? It was supposed to be this workshop, but it is shortened, and then from 11:30 to 12:30, we may have another line saying that there is a summit ICANN at large presentation or whatever will be the title. The workshop name IPv6 and ICANN at large. Personally, I don't like at all this title, and looking at that, I am more concerned about the fact that it's in Rodin. That means that we don't want to have large participation, and that's not fair enough, I guess. But one line is missing in this uh, in the in the program today. It's the next line we may have about the summit.
So in other words, this will be broken into two lines?
No.
Not broken, added. Not
added.
Broken.
What of an added new
Evan,
item.
Evan, perhaps if I can try and clarify, what Sebastian is saying is from 11:30 on to 12:30, there will be the summit workshop, the ICANN at Large summit workshop, as a whole new line entry. Your point, if I understand you correctly, is what on earth is ITV6 and ICANN at Large doing in the same line? And if that's the case, it's a question many of us have asked, including most of those of us involved in the IPv6 working group. Who came up with this title? We have no idea. But it is cut in half from what it was. It was going to be from 10 o'clock to 12:30.
Now, may I bring up a point here, which is up to you whether you consider it or not. Having the at-large discussion of the summit from 11:30 to 12:30 means that you are discussing this subject at exactly the same time as the workshop on protection for registrants is taking place in the main room, and it's also at the same time as... actually, is that the only thing? It's happening also at the same time as the workshop on the presentation of the IDN Fast Track is going on in the Picasso Room.
Well, that's running from 10 to 12:30. I mean, if we could shuffle, I would prefer the summit to go before IPv6, but that's just my biases.
Well, the reason I bring this up is, A, because these subjects are obviously interesting, of interest to the at-large community, but B, because third parties may wonder why you are scheduling something about the summit overlapping with two workshops that are of obvious interest to the at-large community.
Very good question.
Yep, I'd like
to. So, obviously this was originally all scheduled before a lot of this, the schedule details firmed up, and it's obviously always very difficult not to conflict with something. But you may wish to consider whether the discussion of the summit shouldn't take place at a different time when it is not up against two other community interested.
And
sorry, Nick, but it's what we asked for, It's really what we asked for, and now we have this proposal. I am sorry to say that it's not our decision. We try to find a way to accommodate that, but I was always in doubt that it will be possible because we have parallel workshop at the same time. If you have another idea, just tell us, and we will be happy to sign at the bottom of the page. No problem.
I must say, it would make better sense to me if we had the summit workshop running 10 to 11 and the V6 workshop running 11 to 12:30. If we don't have any other space, and as far as I know, we didn't have any other space.
I'm just looking at other days at the same time.
I mean, it just means that at large we'll have to have people that are involved in the fast track who are not involved in the summit. We should have enough people within at large to go around to both.
Well, my commitment is clear. Hong and I have to be in the fast track space, which means you don't have me from 10 o'clock to 12:30. I'm out of all ALAC and at large activities.
I'm just looking at Wednesday here on the main parish schedule.
Mm-hmm.
What's between 1400? Yeah, 14, 15, 30 is the at large review. Yeah, that's pretty hopeless, Wednesday.
I mean, I thought we really did do this to death, Nick. And that was the reason we approached the powers that be in this V6 summit to cleave off some of their time. Now, we seem to have got the agreement to cleave off some of their time. What I'm asking, and what I'm wondering if this meeting would like to consider, is should we suggest switching the times so at least we don't have the summit opposing even more popular possibilities than V6? Just a suggestion. What do you think, Wolf?
I'm a bit confused at the moment.
Sebastian, you should have a good handle on the difficulties here.
Okay, I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
There appears to be nothing at all slotted Thursday, 10:30 to 12. I mean, the Thursday morning workshops are all morning long, but we only need 1 hour. Could we perhaps do something Thursday morning?
11 to 12, maybe?
Yes, that was my thought.
You've got IDNs, though. You got a little of the IDNs.
I don't know if I could take 3 hours of it.
So that'd give people who want to do IDNs 2 of the 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, you'd be stir crazy shortly after that.
Let me ask, because the other thing that occurs to me is the number of, tell me, Sebastian, am I correct in saying that the number of simultaneous meetings on Thursday is much lower than is the case on Wednesday or Tuesday, if you see what I mean?
I see what you mean, I don't think that it's because, wait a second.
Because I don't see, like, Picasso's not in use, Chagall's not in use.
No, it's because just a second, I will check the map of the meeting room. 1 second.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. This is so important that we get this right. Let me get your proposal correct, Evan. It was a 10 till 11 or an 11 to 12 slot that you saw most advantage?
I have no preference. I guess my preference would be 11 to 12, which would allow people to do the first 2 hours of either IPv6 or IDNs. And just about the time they're burning out from that, we start one at 11.
And to be honest, you know, you'd have glazed over in either of them by that one.
No matter how fascinating you might be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very comfortable. I actually like that option. And I would suggest we don't ever make the V6 and at large longer than it is now anyway. Now drop it by an hour.
We'll see what Sebastian says, because it looks like there's a lot of empty.
First thing, I have to apologize. I changed the place where they want to have us in the room. The Rodin room, it's a large room, but quite difficult to install. But that's a problem. We will see what's happened. But I have to start to say that main room, a lot of the room are at the same floor in the convention center, convention center. And there are two other type of room at two level within the hotel. The hotel is just one door. But for our meeting, it seems to be that we are, but it wasn't very easy for me, but we are at one level in the hotel. And I don't know if they still have those rooms, but I guess what they call Utrio main room will be the room with will include Picasso, Van Dongen, Chagall, if they are used before, And yes, it will be used before then. It's all one together, I guess. It's a really large room. But still, there is room like Hemingway that's used. And
hey, Sebastian.
Yes?
Just wondering, since there is actually nothing happening between 12 and 1, or 11 and 12, hold on, 11 and 12. No, 11 and 12, there's something. I was going to say use the main room, but the IDN thing is in there. So you don't think that there will be... What about the rooms upstairs? Because aren't the main rooms downstairs? Or is it that they're upstairs? I forget when I looked at the map.
No, there are other rooms at the same level, or other room in the other side of the building, the hotel side of the building. But I think it will be a small room like... We can maybe use the Jacob room or there are some room, but quite small if we want. I don't think what we wanted to do is to have a meeting in one large room where everybody could come and we can explain them what we are doing. It's not just a meeting where we want to talk to us. Then I see a difficulty if it's not in a large, very large room, or larger room. And in fact, it fits a trio. It's one single room. Then we don't have any more large room. We can ask if we can use Rodin again on Thursday. I don't know if they have still the room ready or not.
I'll ask about that. But in principle, does everybody think moving it to that slot is good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
But if we do that, then I don't know why we shorten the IPv6 users meeting.
Well, because we didn't know that we had the other opportunity for some reason. And if the IPv6 workshop wants to now stretch itself back into that, I'm sure that there will be standing room only to participate for the full length of the well-organized program that I'm aware of.
Cheryl.
Sorry?
I just had to know the sarcasm.
This is being recorded for posterity's sake, isn't it?
Indeed.
I'd be very disappointed if it wasn't, because I intend that message to get out.
Okay, well, is that it for Monday?
Yes,
except for the CCNSO, which you know about.
Tell everybody, don't just say I know about.
Yeah, there's a formal meeting between ALAC and the CCNSO over lunch from 1300 to 1400 on Monday. And the draft subjects of that meeting are in the long post that's kind of far up the Skype chat now. But
yep. Now, when it says lunch, ALAC and CCNSO, the chairs of the RALO, the secretaries, the executive, whatever they want to be defined as, included there?
It's not a closed meeting.
Well, I would hope that because it said lunch, that it would mean they are included, because part of what we want to get with the CCNSO is better local and regional dialogue going between the ALSs and the CCTLDs in that area. So I would think RALO involvement in that meeting is absolutely essential.
There's certainly no barrier to it. I mean, I presumed that they would be in on the lunch, basically. The meeting actually starts half an hour before its scheduled time. I'm just going to take the lunch part out since this is a public schedule and we won't have fun with the lunch. But
yep.
Nick, can I assume that the stuff that's relevant to ALAC will go up in the Google Calendar?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Yep. Thank you.
But while Evan and Ed Hauer and certainly Wolf, you see what I'm getting at with the new DTLDs, and that includes IDNs for CCTLDs, one of the most vital parts of the PDP process, although it's also important for fast track in IDN as well in the CCTLDs, is to have established criteria of broad scale internet user support, opinion, viability of a proposal for a new DPLD. Now, there is a clear nexus of getting our ALSs working more proactively with the people who are coming up with the business models and the really good ideas that they supposedly think we all need. And I just think there's a great leverage point for us to explore some of those opportunities with the CCNSO.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because what it does, looking at the proposed PDP processes for the new GPLDs, if you come to ICANN and say, and our internet-using community in Gondwana land has given us the support and here are their endorsement letters, you actually get fast-tracked through the approval process. So we are finding ourselves as ALSs in a prime position to be a very much more respected part of the whole process, because all of a sudden our views are useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly hoping we can leverage off that over lunch. Now, that's not actually going to be written in the agenda. But that is the background briefing. Okay. So is there anything else on the Monday other than the myriad of other mainstream things we need to do? No? Good. Tuesday. While the at-large community, the ALAC and ICANN board member meeting, 10:30 to 12:30, when are we going to find out whether that is going to be the case?
That is actually confirmed. You'll find it in the main schedule. It's in the Rodin room.
Great, okay.
So I'm just taking the TBC off now, actually.
Thank you. So if that's confirmed, then quite obviously the regional secretariats won't want to be doing something at the same time as that. I would think they would like to be involved in...
Certainly.
Yeah.
I will make sure that whatever slot there is, it doesn't conflict with that.
Mm-hmm.
Diane knows that too, by the way.
Now, there is I would like to think, and this is something that I know we've discussed at the executive meeting, that early on in the week we can have one relatively short, concise, but important ALAC business meeting. And I would like to have an ALAC business meeting running in parallel with when the...
Cheryl, you're fading.
My God, am I? I can't imagine if that could be the case.
Your voice is.
What I was suggesting is that we have an ALAC meeting that runs in parallel with whenever the regional secretariat's meeting is. Is that going to be a problem logistically?
Yes.
Okay.
We just, only because of the number of meeting rooms that are being used simultaneously on Constituency Day, Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the toughest day of all. In terms of space allocation.
Okay.
So is it possible to have, is it possible you could have a meeting at another time than them? Yes, but probably not the same time.
Sorry, I understand why you say that, but it depends if we need translation or not.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, because if we don't need translation, if we have the Rodin room, it's so large that we can put some of us in one corner. And when I say one corner, there are a lot of pillars in between and the other group in the other corner. If not, I am sure that if secretariat, it's no more than 10 people, we can fit in one very small room.
Can I ask of the RALO secretariats, and when I say that, I do mean the chairs or the executive as well, how much time do you believe you need to have your inter-RALO meeting? 1 hour, 2 hours, half an hour?
That seems to have worked very well in the past, usually about an hour, because we usually, you know, get through this stuff quite quickly because it is such a small group.
Is there a reason why I know this is a bit radical. Is there a reason then that the RALO, cross-RALO, inter-RALO meeting couldn't actually run from, say, 9 till 10?
Why not?
And then ALAC comes into the same space, right, over morning tea,
yeah,
and get prepared for the meeting with the board in the same space. Can anyone see a logistical issue with that?
So we're talking about 9 to 10, break for half an hour, then meeting with board from 10:30 to 12:30, then break for lunch.
Do I have to have them that long? Do I really need to have them that long? I mean, does this dog and pony show really need to go for 2 hours? Can't they just come in for an hour and we have an hour of proper meeting?
Can I point out that in one schedule it says an ALAC meeting with the board, and the other one it says at large community?
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. It's going to be synchronized.
I'm just wondering which way.
Well, it's generally at large community with ICANN board members, so...
Then it makes it hard to answer Cheryl's question. It makes it a lot harder to have a short, concise meeting.
Bugger.
Because the people have different opinions and different views.
They do. Bugger. Oh, well.
Which is kind of why the board decided to break things up the way they did, is because they felt that in 2 hours they could get more of a sense of the diversity of views than they can in an hour.
All right, dog and show.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't try to be organized, however.
Well, no. Nothing prevents you from being organized and displaying all your views.
I said try to be organized.
Think optimistically.
Yes, we will.
I did.
Okay.
So then you want. So what? When do you want the ALAC meeting to start, after lunch?
Yes.
So lunch is 13:30. So what, like 13:30 to whatever?
Well, I dread to think, but I think you'll find it is exactly that, whatever.
The
I'd
meeting
like
can start at 13:30.
That's right.
You want to start at 13:30 or you don't?
Sebastian, are there going to be places to have lunch somewhere that one can get lunch in a reasonable time?
It depends what you think is reasonable time and to eat in Paris, but...
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is an hour going to be enough to realistically expect people to find some food to stuff down? I know that's not the right word to use for food in Paris, but nevertheless.
If we are not going all together at the same time in the same restaurants, there are plenty of restaurants around the venue, and then I am sure that we can walk 10 minutes, have a lunch in 40 minutes, have 10 minutes to come back, yes.
Okay.
Would you want to just make it 1,400?
I was going to say 1,400, which puts it in sync with everybody else's timing.
So 1,400 to how many hours would you like?
I don't think they'll let me have as little time as I would like.
We have another meeting scheduled at 17. Why not go right up to it?
Yeah, all right. Okay, the advantage of going 1,400 to 17 does mean that, you know, otherwise you do lose people. I have now a problem, though, with the 1,700 on. At the moment, We have the NCUC at the close of their meeting at 1700. That's correct, isn't it? Yes. NCUC. Then our interaction starts. I also am fearful that the registrars will probably want to try and have a similar time slot with us because they close at about the same time. And both of those groups have said after their meeting.
Well, we have an alternative for NCUC on Thursday.
Well, or some people can do NCUC and some can do registrars.
That's probably a good idea. If we have two rooms.
Is it better to look at two meetings or two rooms? What do you believe?
Two rooms will be tough. Unless some people are going to their room.
But they probably have their own rooms.
Yeah, they will.
Not likely scheduled at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so is the story then going to be that at 1700 on the Tuesday, a proportion of us go to NCUC and a proportion of us go, pardon me, to, what are they, RR, whatever? What's the other letter?
Registrar.
Registrar. Okay. Yep.
Is there any specific agenda fixed for either of these meetings? Topics, not agenda.
I don't know about NCUC, but we certainly have that was put in the Skype chat a little bit earlier, Alan.
I can scroll back up.
Yep. Sorry, we gave the list of topics for all of them. But did we say NCUC? CCNSO, okay, got GAC, CCNSO, DNSO. Whoops, that's naughty of us. My error. We also put out. Okay. So are you happy to split NCUC and registrars same time, different places? We go to them? Yes?
Yeah.
Good. Solved. That solves that problem. The rest of Tuesday, is there any issues?
It's pretty full now.
It is rather full. I assume some of us will be going to the GAC meeting with the ICANN board, seeing as it was an open session and we're curious.
Yeah, just for the record, I can't find an NCUC and registrar's agenda. I found GNSO. CCNSO and GAC.
I did actually apologise for that when I scrolled back. I couldn't find them either.
Okay.
That's an omission. It will be fixed.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't be sorry. It's an important point. It should have been.
At least you know I'm doing my homework.
Yes. Tick. Very good. Tick. Who's enjoying that? Oh, dear. Right. Wednesday. I have a blank page for Wednesday.
Yep. But there are there's a lot on Wednesday, actually.
There is. And there's this little thing called GNSO Improvements Implementation, Internet Governance and International Organizations.
DNSSEC.
Just a few things.
At-large review.
Yes, that at-large review. Some of us might want to look at that.
Public forum.
Yep. I mean, Wednesday, if we can keep it open without a specific ALAC, pardon me, and RALO activity planned, it does allow us a little bit of flexibility because there's a small, very small possibility that we might have to fit the GAC in there because they've got their meetings going after, you know. Although probably not, because they won't finish before the Galar event, will they? What do you think? Sebastian, any idea?
The GAC will be finishing for the Gala event, yes.
messages, but well before? Is there a possibility that they might come back to us and say, you know, you've got half an hour at the end of our meeting?
I don't think that the drafting of communique, it's when they finish, they are so exhausted that it's not a good time to meet with them.
No, fair enough. Okay.
My guess would be that if they were going to do anything, they would do it on the Tuesday between 16:30 and 17:30. They have nothing for that hour.
Well, if that's
at the present.
If we were looking,
I'm guessing. I'm completely guessing here, but
and it's possibly a fair guess. 16:30 to 17:30. I'm wondering then, should we now just say to both the registrars and the NCUC, we won't be coming to them until 17:30 so they can get up and stretch their own legs and run over time, or not?
Well, let's find out from Yanis first.
Okay.
I would.
Yep. But we can buy into our time. We can buy into our time to fit the GAC in on the Tuesday. Okay, not a problem. Nothing's a problem. So Wednesday, we're just leaving our own involvement in the other workshop. And on Thursday, we have the summit between 11 and 12.
And otherwise, many meetings.
Oh, okay. And now, had we settled the NCUC as an alternate? You don't think it would be better to take up that option for NCUC then?
You know, we can try it.
What do the rest of you think? Do I have a rest of you anymore?
Yeah.
Thank you, Wolf. I'm glad somebody's still awake.
I'll go with whatever other people want.
If they're not objecting, I think everything is fine.
Okay. I must say, I would prefer, because this will be our first formal meeting with the registrars, I'd actually like as much of a compliment as possible and as great a diversity of conversation as possible on the agenda items. So if we can get the NCUC on the Thursday, then that would be my first preference. My second preference is to split them on the Tuesday between registrars, split us between registrars and NCUC. Can I leave that to you, Nick, to sort out?
Indeed.
Excellent. Now, coming backwards, one of the matters we did not get to in our ill-fated ALAC meeting the other day was this rather important matter of agenda items for meeting with the other constituencies and ACs, and most importantly, the board. Because you've all been so kind as to spend your time with this rather torturous process of trying to schedule the planning and the meetings for Paris, the ALAC and the RALOs with me tonight, I would like to open the floor for you to all make your suggestions, which have an incredibly high likelihood of getting adopted. Alan?
No comments.
You don't want to phrase anything with anyone. I cannot believe that.
My target for this meeting, and I will deem it a success, is if the ALAC comes out of the meeting understanding what they have to do to interact between meetings as an effective committee.
Well, the one day is a big part of that, which is important.
I'm not analyzing their chances of success or how it's done. That's my target, and whatever we can do that will end up with us being an effective working community is what my target is.
Alan, it's a very good target, and I support, but it seems that if we do the as it is done, and we don't have you all the day long for this one day workshop, we will miss the target and miss you.
To be quite candid, I believe we need a closed meeting.
Closed in which sense?
Closed that it is the committee members, maybe staff, and that's it.
And for how long and when? Because we can cleave off a closed session.
I would say 2 hours at least, sometime. I'm saying this with great trepidation, with great fear, because I'm one of the people who say, let's stop talking about process, let's get on to actual policy.
I would hope we will be on process.
But we cannot even hold a computer-based vote where more than a third of the people on the committee bother to vote. When we ask other questions that are relevant, nobody even answers the email, typically.
Oh.
We are never going to be effective until we can figure out what we have to do to make this important to people. Maybe the answer is replace all the people. I don't know.
And being a closed meeting is going to help that process how?
Because the constitution of one group, it couldn't be done in front of anybody else.
Because
when we need to build a group, we need to be together. That's not to say that we will say things that the other can't listen, but that's the way a group could be built. If not,
well,
we will never succeed to have a group working group.
Sorry. I'm not going to say the same things if this is a recorded open meeting as I will if it's closed.
No, fair enough. Can I, because I would like to do that sort of thing if it is deemed to be done, as part of a continuum on the Tuesday where we have our afternoon of meetings, I understand where a good whack of time could be required for that. But if we go back to earlier when we were discussing starting at 13:30, I wonder, Nick, is there a possibility of us actually, you know, getting sandwiches and sitting in the room and having a closed meeting from 13:30 to 1500?
Which day are we talking about?
Tuesday, when we've got an ALAC meeting all afternoon.
Well, if we're having sandwiches, it could be 12:30.
Well, whenever, I'm asking. What do the rest of you think about that? Recognising when we're talking about closed meeting, we're talking about the RALOs as well as the ALAC.
To be honest, that wasn't my definition, but I can accept it.
Oh, well, what was your definition? Just the ALAC?
I can accept another 10 people. I don't think it's optimal, but I can accept it.
Okay.
I bow to the group.
Well,
does anyone else have opinions?
Yeah. Do the RALOs?
Yeah,
do they want
I have an opinion on that. It's that it's 25 people, that's the same as 15 people. And we have difficulty to have a group working with 15 people. And I am not sure that we would succeed in 25. But that's not, at least it was not my decision to have those two groups existing like that. Then maybe it's better to have everybody in the same room. I am still concerned if we have the full day of Tuesday with the constituency day, we are not a constituency. We are advisory committee. And that means that if we have a full day of meeting, I like secretariat at large on Tuesday, that means that who will not interact with the constituency of the GNSO. And I think it's except when we have meetings with each one of with some of them, but with the other we will not interact.
What are your proposals to as an alternative then?
I don't have proposal as an alternative because I know that the answer will be no. But my proposal is that we do the work on Sunday prior to the other meeting, and we do a meeting on Friday after the meetings. It's not doable this time for many, many reasons, but I think we have to. I will be member up to the next meetings, and after it will be your turn. But I guess it will be better to have meeting to prepare the week and a meeting after to take the food we have to take from the week and to organize the work for the next time up to the next meeting. I know that it's not doable this time, that let's stay like we are. We have no possibility to. It's so packed, the meetings. We can't spend the night to work. And we have just. But I agree with Alan. We need. And I thought that one day meeting was for that. We need one meeting, a closed meeting. Just to fight together, to plug all together just on one metro ticket and some other issue like that.
I've just typed very badly. Darlene was saying on the Skype channel that she doesn't think the secretariats have ever slowed down an ALEC meeting. It is actually not to do with slowing down at all. If I can be absolutely candid and really just try and stop me, what tends to happen is there's a bunch of people who will go, oh, hell, I need to be re-elected into the ALAC because I like the travel and I like the business card, so I'm actually going to perform for my RALO constituency voters, as opposed to work towards making an ALAC as an advisory committee work the best way it possibly can.
Huh?
And there is...
Cheryl, I'm speechless. I mean, personally, you know, you're trying to bridge the gap between... playing for the audience as opposed to actually being accountable to the people that brought you there. I like to think that the people on ALAC are above pandering.
I'd like to think they were too, but they're not.
Evan, I think we've got a number of problems here that we're trying to solve. I'm not sure we can solve them all at the same time. In parallel, hopefully.
I mean, you know, do you think it would be comfortable for RALO elected individuals to have things that could be delineated back to their responsibility discussed as failures to perform at optimal levels, or in some cases, as we have in some RALOs, failures to even turn up to meetings? That's an embarrassment that will shift the dynamic perhaps into more self-protection and aggression, and much less into how can we simply say, how do we get this to work better? How can we assist our volunteers? How can we make tools that will help them work better and more effectively? How can we ensure that they actually turn up? And this is not just the RALO people, it is absolutely some of the non-com appointees, to even meet the minimum requirements of what it means to be an ALAC member. And if you really think that my criticism of, and I don't have a problem with the audience being there, what I'm saying is some people may. My personal view is I'm happy to have the RALOs there. But I also have the hide of a rhinoceros.
This is Darlene here. I'm just wondering, though, if we're just talking about ALAC and the 10 RALO secretariat/chairs, which there aren't usually even that many of us there, and having it closed that way, do you think, still think you'll have the problems that you've illustrated?
Well, it's only the RALOs who are in any way likely to criticise anybody for failing to meet their key performance indicators, if they indeed ever have them. But, you know, I personally think that it is a useful thing for the next generation of ALAC members to know there is accountability. There are performance criteria, and hey, guess what? People will notice if you don't meet them.
That's an excellent idea.
But should it be done in public? No.
Well, one could point out there's also the issue of should the RALOs be tracking what their appointed people are doing and taking action if necessary. And maybe that's happening in selected cases. I'm not aware of it, but perhaps it is.
Well, I must say, AP RALO did do a performance review on everybody. And our last General Assembly, perhaps it's something that the other General Assembly planners, when that gets to be their turn next time, it was not a comfortable experience, was it, Nick?
When you say on everybody, do you mean AP RALO everybody?
Everyone in AP RALO,
okay,
in the General Assembly, sat down and did a performance review on Azumi and I.
Oh, good.
With us in the room. Right? And that's okay. So, yes, some people, some RALOs are doing it.
Isn't that called re-election?
Nope.
No.
Not necessarily.
It was a performance review.
Sometimes you have the right people, they just need to be woken up.
Yep, and we were encouraged to meet better some of the areas that it was felt we were not meeting effectively. And we were guided into new directions.
I like the word guided.
And it was not, I would suggest, a comfortable experience for all those involved on either side. Okay? So I'd like to suggest then that we do have the opportunity to grab a few sandwiches. Let's assume we'll start at 12:30, not at 12:30 or 1300, and that we... Well, oh, sorry, 1300 or 1330? Nick, you'll have to work out the details there. And we close off. So we're closed until afternoon tea, and then we're open. Does that work to meet your general needs then?
So we're asking for a meager but catered dinner, lunch rather.
Yep.
Okay. It's fine with me.
I mean, yeah, bring back your own sandwiches. I really don't mind, but just something very simple. You know, we'll pay for it. I don't have a problem.
I just don't know if there's a way to go buy such a thing in that hotel or beside it, or we need it to be catered.
I mean, if there's a deli up the road that can bring a cheese platter, some fruit, and a few cut sandwiches in.
No, that's not possible. Stop, that's not possible. You can't ask somebody to bring food inside the hotel. But
okay,
you can bring your own food. And what we can do, there is some shop just 20 meters on the left side, 20 meters on the right side of the hotel. You can go and buy sandwiches
Perfect.
And Coca-Cola, lemonade, or whatever, and come back to the hotel and do your own lunch.
Preferably wine, too.
what we might need to do, Sebastian, is send out a lunch order, because some of us, of course, won't be able to leave a room to go and buy lunch because other people keep needing to talk to you. I'm sure, you know.
That means that you will tell me what you want, and
yeah,
I will organize that for you.
Yeah, we'll put out a little lunch order. Can we have, you know, 3 hand croissants or something? That's right. Okay. Do the Ralos feel comfortable with being included in what is a closed meeting?
Comfortable?
Yes.
I'm not totally sure I know what you mean.
Well, are you happy to be involved in the closed meeting? Are you going to be engaged? Because, you know, it can go two ways. You can be in the closed meeting as witness, or you can be in the closed meeting as active participant. Which way do you want to go, Ralo?
Active participant.
Given the choice, having a voice is always better than not having a voice.
Yes.
I would simply state the case, and I'll say it just once because I don't want to drum this into the ground, is that at least within our RALO, there is, occasionally there are perception problems with ALAC as being elitist and out of touch, and the last thing I want to do is having any more closed sessions than are absolutely necessary. As it is, there's a closed mailing list. There's opportunity for closed Skype sessions and things like that. My personal view is to try and keep closed sessions by ALAC to an absolute minimum, to a very narrowly defined set of issues. And I'll just leave it at that and set my piece.
And I say from my side that if you don't want the ALAC working, then we must stay with no a session like we are trying to set up, and then it will be the fail for everybody. Then if we don't want to fail, then we need to have some way to be able to organize our team. If not, we are dead.
So Sebastian, you are supporting a closed meeting, or you are not supporting a closed meeting?
I am totally supporting the closed meeting, and I think if people come to the room, we need to have them in the positive way. Please.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's right.
Are you really saying that ALAC needs secrecy in order to operate properly? That's a really, really...
That's a divisive secrecy.
It's not secrecy at all. And you are the winner because you speak English. And if we are in this way, you have to take care of everybody from different countries and different continents. And the way to do that is to have way to organize the work and the team. And it couldn't be done on a real-time show meeting on the TV. Sorry.
And Evan, in Asia, you happen to have Azumi and I, but you could very well have representatives which could not ever feel that there was even a risk of criticism in a public, and that would include a closed meeting that had the RALOs in there. Their own RALO, fine, but not the others. This is far more complicated than simply going along secrecy and conspiracy theories. There's absolutely no intention to be other than very open and very inclusive.
I understand your point, Cheryl. I think we have to take into consideration cultural aspects and backgrounds very well, because otherwise we only serve part of RALO interests and ignoring others. But on the other hand, I also understand Evan's motion to try to limit closed meeting as much as possible. But there are always situations where a closed meeting is needed.
Well,
Could this be
the
compromise?
Is that there is a need this time. And we're trying to wedge it in for lunch to afternoon tea on Tuesday.
Excuse me, I'm having a problem. Are we now talking again, revisiting whether the Raylo people are there, or are we revisiting whether it is open to other people?
No, as far as I knew, Evans was indicating that the Raylo people would be there.
Oh, absolutely.
I was reacting to the secrecy proposed.
I apologize. The word secrecy was inappropriate, but I was trying to make a point that...
But were you making a point that we are talking about excluding the other people in the Raylo, or were you I'm not sure what we're discussing. Could someone just make it very clear?
Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I was asked the question whether or not I preferred a role as being outside, about not in the meeting, in the meeting as an observer, or in the meeting with a voice. And I expressed myself that given the choice between a voice and not a voice, of course, we'd always prefer to be able to say things if we could, knowing, of course, that the ultimate voting or consensus needs to happen within AILAC itself. In anything that we're doing, it's necessary, at least to me, even to err when possible on the side of openness and transparency.
Evan, the choice you were given was to be in the room regardless. Did you, as a Raylo person, wish to be active or passive? The in or out of the room was never an option. We'd already agreed that it was important for the Raylos to be in the room. And we took it that, yes, you wanted to be active, not passive.
I understood all that. I wasn't sure what the secrecy remark was in relation to, and I'm still not, but I'm willing to go on at this point.
Well, I'm actually willing to wind up at this point.
That too.
Because we've had a very important step forward in being able to bludgeon out a schedule which can now go up onto the Paris schedule. We will now, of course, then have the links of that to drill down agenda items in our wiki. I would ask every one of the Raylo representatives here tonight to extend out using their networks to their ALSs to find out if there are particular topics or areas of interest that need to be fed in to any of the agenda item discussion points. Particularly with the board, but also with any of the cross-constituency meetings. And I would like to have the fully fleshed out and finalised agendas completed, and that includes specific topics for discussion, recognising that the chairs of the other constituencies and advisory committees will wish to have input into those. I would like the Raylo and AILAC part of that equation completed by no later than the 23rd of this month. Does that get everybody's agreement?
Can I just ask one question?
Yes, if you're going.
The 2 o'clock to 1700 meeting on Tuesday of the ALAC is still on?
Yes, excepting it's starting earlier and we're having lunch as well.
But I mean the public part.
No.
Is it still 1400?
It'll be 1530 to 1700 is public.
Okay. Because that's all I'm going to put on the agenda.
Yep.
Unless you want me to put something else on.
Nope, I'm not going to advertise a closed meeting. Oh, actually, no, advertise the closed meeting because everyone else does. Ask everybody else. But, I mean, everyone else says, you know, GAC plenary closed or anything else closed. I think there's no harm in everybody knowing that the AILAC and Raylos are having a closed meeting between lunch and afternoon tea.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul? Was that affirmative? Or?
Yes, it was affirmative. I don't think it should be a problem.
No, nope, I don't either.
Thank you.
Now, Sebastian's raised a point about a dinner on Sunday after our incredibly productive and enormously useful one day. There's an opportunity and something that is being raised a couple of times in the feedback sheets from other one-day workshops that it would have been nice to have early on in the ICANN week, the an informal, relaxed dinner, hello, how are you, haven't seen you for so long, blah, blah, blah. I really support this. If we can work something out for Sunday dinner, I think that would be great. Sebastian, do you have any suggestions?
May I just say quickly before you go on, I'm sorry I have to miss this, but I told Matthias I'd give him a ride to the airport, and if I don't actually take him now, it's too late for him to get there on his own.
Can I make one quick comment then before you leave? Normally there's a GNSO board dinner also. It would be nice if this was not scheduled on the same day from my perspective.
Do you know when that is on?
I don't have a clue. Nick might.
Oh.
I think it's Sunday, but I'm not sure.
It's typically Sunday or Monday, but it varies.
But
Monday, because Monday it's already an evening welcome reception.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, then I'll have to pick.
Okay.
And I'll liaise with you all later on the...
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Sebastian, you have some concepts. I think we will need to self-fund for this. It is important that it is affordable, not too great a distance. Most of us, if you've travelled very long distances, will probably be in the midst of jet lag as well as general exhaustion at this stage. What would you like to suggest to us, Sebastian?
I was thinking to get... a room somewhere outside of the hotel, not just walking distance, but very short time in taxi or whatever. But the question more, it's what you want to do, because I heard somebody taking as example to go to Moulin Rouge or to go to whatever. I was thinking more to have one quiet room and that we can have a buffet and some good food, not too expensive. It depends on what you think about too expensive, but I can organize that. I think within the hotel it's you will have enough food from the hotel. It's better to go outside.
I think it's a great idea.
If we go to a restaurant, that means that we will not have the choice of the setting, of the exchange, and it's why I was looking for one room in one place to have this type of dinner. It's really up to you. I can organize it. If you told me that we have... 30 euro for the dinner, I will make it possible for 30 euro. If it's 40, it will be 40. If it's less, it's less. Just I would like to have, as it seems that the participants from ALAC have the per diem, I guess we can use one part of this per diem for this day, as we will have the breakfast and the lunch already pay, plus the per diem. I don't think it's a too big problem, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
I think whatever we do, we need to be aware. I mean, I've typed up, my totally biased views, but we need to be aware that we have members who do not take alcohol and do not take meat and do require... I would not be, for example, taking Howard to Moulin Rouge. Right?
And frankly, I don't think on Sunday evening it's a good idea to go to Moulin Rouge. And I didn't want to go there. I prefer to be able to discuss with... a nice very good-looking woman of our group than to go to the Moulin Rouge and to discuss with my colleague, men colleague of the group. It will be more useful, and I hope we will be able to have fun. Maybe I can suggest that I try to find the costs for food, and I try to find somebody, maybe me, but I try to find somebody to offer the wine for the one who will drink wine.
Yes,
that's allow everybody to pay the same thing for food, and for the rest I will manage.
Because I must say, I had a problem in our, let me make it very clear to everybody, I had a significant problem with splitting the bill in Delhi. The reason I had a particular problem with splitting the bill in Delhi is I choose to take alcohol. That is my choice, and nobody else should have to pay for it. Right?
Okay, it's why I offer you to take care of that and to give you a solution for that.
Yeah,
for this time.
Thank you, Sebastian. Because I really think it is important that we are very, very sensitive to the fact that, you know, if I want to only have fruit or salad because that happens to be my particular observance at that particular time of year, then, you know, that should be respected. And if I also choose to have, you know, lobster and an expensive burgundy, I should have to cover that. It shouldn't be divvied out across everyone else.
Okay,
and
so,
am I speaking out of place here, or do you want to just...
I think you've made your point.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're totally right, Cheryl, and that's why in Delhi I purposely paid for my own wine, because there was no way. I felt there's no way I was going to split it between those that didn't drink at all. Like, that's crazy. So the solution that Sebastian is suggesting is excellent.
Yes, and if he can come up with something, I really think it's important that we all agree and engage and give him firm numbers so it can be really well organized. And I think a fantastic opportunity to relax and get to know each other without it being across a crowded, noisy restaurant environment.
Okay, we'll take care of that and come back to you with some ideas.
Just two more words. My preference is a number of reasonable-sized tables instead of trying to do everything at one long table. I know you can't talk to everyone, but you're more likely to talk to some people.
Well, Alan, you can get up and move around. I mean, we can always have a, you know...
Yeah, no, I understand.
My idea is more to have a buffet with a small table where you can sit down or not sit down if you don't want, with chairs, and share with no table, but something easy to go, yeah.
Excellent. Relax. Sounds good.
Yeah. Nice place, relax.
Well, I'm going to call this meeting to a close. We won't have an opportunity for another teleconference unless it is necessary. I really would like to have agenda items proposed by the 23rd. I would think that should be able to be conducted on the list. And we will be doing the agenda on the wiki. So if you would put up your proposals to the various wiki pages, which should be drilled down from our own meeting schedule. The meeting schedule, Nick will fix up to match what we have said, and he will ensure that the Paris ICANN meeting schedule matches that as well, and those two will be linked and interacted. Is everyone happy with that outcome?
Yep.
Yep.
There is one final thing, and that really means a little bit of homework for everybody, not in May, but before we all get together in Paris. And that is, I'd like to declare it is my intention to pretty well have the report of the ALAC to the board in the public meeting written. Oh, I might take final entries on the one day. There is no point in it being written on the fly. Our achievements between our last meeting and this in the main are well understood. I'd like to be able to present you all with a draft at the least the week before we get to Paris, and then everyone make the additional additions as a result of working group reports, RALO meetings and the one-day activities, and then it's just a week or two before it goes to bed on the Thursday. Does everyone feel comfortable with that?
Yes.
Good. Yes.
Thank you all. Good morning, good day, good evening, good night. And I know it's been a long meeting, but it really is an important one, and I thank the wider group for being involved, because leaving it to two or three people, very easy to miss things. Bye.
Okay,
thank you,
bye. Nice weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Cheryl.
Alan Greenberg.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Evan Leibovich.
Left.
Atsigo operator.
Left.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Left.
Sebastian.
Left.